Let's go. We're here at UFC 300. Yeah. What is up? You know who it is. Style BZ, Hangman, Hangbender, back into his house. Allegedly. UFC 300. It's the big one. I mean, I know where I watch UFC 100. I know where I watch UFC 200. And now we know where we're going to be watching UFC 300. It would have been nice if all the pussy would have been like, yeah, let's fight. Oh, fucking nut up. But again, oh, my pussy hurts. So he didn't want to fight. So it's all good. It's whatever. Hey, I got time today. I don't say much when I say shit. I got time today. Also, you know what's stupid? I don't watch it, but you know, I saw something. So he said something like, oh, I guess he didn't want to fight me, the king of Africa, in home soil. Nigga, you didn't want to fight me on home soil. So shut the fuck up.
The only home soil I have is Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add to the intro, Daniel?
Yeah.
Fuck no, this ain't my show.
Nah, hey, we're working.
I got my own show.
Yeah.
Welcome back. All right, you know the drill. Let's start with a 10.
There's some disrespect going on in some of the placements. Oh, yeah, I agree.
No.
Okay, let's see.
You're a big fan of Cody Brundage?
I like bare knuckle. They're trying to make a star.
Yeah, but again, prelims. Let him headline the prelims. They should swap that around. Jury should not, and right chick, that should be the starter. Yeah.
Nah, they need an American star, like the American pay-per-view star. Gonna build.
Champion. Is this the most stacked card in UFC history?
Nah, yeah, it has to be.
Again, you got former champions and the
anything would be like, it'd just be like, obviously, we'd like our guys. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But like, besides that, besides personal bias,
we're not biased.
The most stacked card in UFC history.
I'll say so. Yeah, it is. It is.
I'm gonna scroll through again. And you tell me what you think some of the sleeper fights are.
Okay. Early prelims.
Nah, like...
But any of these could main event.
Yeah.
Like, the past 3 weeks, like, holy fuck, it's been hard to sell those. This is it. Any of these could have main evented the last three fight nights.
Facts.
Without a doubt.
Even that's only on the early prelims.
So some sleeper fights, what are your options?
Sleeper fights.
What are these sleeper? Like, the whole card?
Yeah. You can't. Sorry.
Okay. For the first fight of the evening, we have number 8, bantamweight. Ranked Davison Figueiredo versus unranked in the bantamweight division, Cody Garbrandt. Figgy makes his second appearance at bantamweight. Figgy's debut at bantamweight was against Rob Font, who Cody Garbrandt also fought. Figgy dominated Rob of the grappling, winning every round on all the scorecards, 30-27. Rob dominated Cody mainly on the feet in a 5-round main event. What are your thoughts? How do you think this fight plays out? Izzy, you can start.
Cody, the thing is, I always like him when he fights smart. He doesn't get all emotional. And he's been doing that lately. His last fight, one thing he was doing was that, like, almost like a video game move, that sly kick. Like, he'll drop low and, like, kick them on the calf. Real, real low. But Figgy, demon. And I think without cutting weight, even better. Good striking, but more powerful. But his grappling is where it's at. He's just strong.
I think it'll be a striking fight. I don't think, Figueiredo, I think, is a better grappler once he has the deck. But I don't think he'll be able to get Garbrandt down. I think this will be a striking fight. And then on the feet, they both just throw big shots. Yeah. I feel like Figgy's like a big, like he's a bully, but that's a flyweight. So I reckon it's like a true, it's going to be a striking fight. I feel like it's going to be a true 50-50 on the feet.
Yeah. Unless I say if Cody decides to be smart,
Cody's a lot cleaner on the feet, no?
Yeah, I think so. I think Cody's a lot smoother and more polished on the feet. But if he decides to be smart, he can probably win this fight by decision 3 rounds. But if he decides to, let's fucking nut up, gets excited with the moment, it's 300, the crowd's going crazy. Yeah. Could be an early night.
Official pick?
Already. Let me say it. This one, I'm going to go. You go, Dad. Who you pick?
I don't know. I'm holding my hands like this.
It's hard. I'm going to go Cody.
Figgy decision.
Next fight, we have rank number 14, Bobby Green, going against unranked Jim Miller. 40-year-old Jim fucking Miller made his UFC debut at UFC 89 on October 19, 2008, at the age of 24. He holds the record for the most UFC fights, 44, and the most UFC wins, 26.
Look at the names.
Yeah, everybody, bro.
Melvin Gillard, Nate Diaz.
And a lot of wins. I know he's got some L's as well, but Jim, whenever he goes, I've never seen him in a boring fight.
Anything to add with just talking about his record and his longevity?
He tricked me out to fight because, you run into a lot of different fighters, but I had, a lot of respect for Jim. And so you come to the, press conference, I just see him, chilling out, seeing, media face off, weigh in. He was just glazed. He wasn't, worried at all. And I was going, where's Jim Miller? I've been watching Jim Miller for 10 years.
Yeah, we have.
I'm like, I want to see Jim Miller. I want to see this animal. And then I walk first. I'm in the cage and I'm sitting there and I just see him walk out and he's just steaming.
Yeah.
And he came in the cage and he was just marching back and forth, just staring, death stare. But there's me on the other side of the cage. I was this is the guy I've been looking for all
week.
There he is. He's here now. And that was cool for me as a young kid. I was just you savor. I was you savor for the fight. Yeah. I was you don't waste it on media.
All the bullshit.
You don't waste it on fucking face-offs. He's this guy, most fights in UFC history, you couldn't care less if you walk away thinking, I won the face-off. It's bro, the fight, that's it. He goes, Jim Miller shows up on fight night.
Yeah.
Should Buffer introduce him as Jim fucking Miller?
He don't want to swear.
Bro, no. But look, it's 300.
Yeah, if he doesn't want to say it, but that's why we like him, he's classy.
If he does it this one time for Jim Miller, who has fought at UFC 100, UFC 200, and then now UFC 300, I think it's an old... it's a good way to honor him. Jim fucking Miller. Bro, the whole place will blow
it. Even if he's going to, you don't want to say you're going to.
Yeah. Just hype, surprise everyone. Yeah. Cause then Jim will get fucking hard, Bobby will get fucking hard, the referee will be fucking hard.
DC said that he should have been in the Hall of Fame. I get what he means, but it's if we're gonna compare If you put up Jim Miller highlight reel and DC highlight reel, it's
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
exactly.
The bouts and stuff like this, but Jim's been swimming. Jim's been so when I first started, it was the respect went to the guy that had been doing it the longest. Mm. So if you're going to look at that, who can compete at that period of time, at that level for the longest period of time, then it's obviously going to be Jim.
Let's just briefly touch on Bobby Green. We know your fight with Bobby fell apart.
I'll fight him. If he beats Jim UFC 300 and he gets on that microphone, I'll fight him. Yeah. Without it, it's not even. It doesn't make sense to the rankings, which I don't rankings give a fuck
bullshit.
About the rankings anyway.
The bullshit.
But I feel like I owe that one to the fans. Bobby Green gets it. Bobby Green gets it done in Vegas. Gets on a microphone and calls me out. We can fight in International Fight Week in June.
Fuck yeah! Let's do that.
How does the fight play out?
Be a tough scrap. Bobby's slick, but Jim, bro, he can grapple better than anyone.
And he's got grit.
He hits a fucking truck, bro. We're here, and he's southpaw, so he kicked me right in the shin, and I was just that's the hardest anyone has ever kicked me. I was what the fuck? I was ouch. So different styles, when there's this big of a mesh of styles, I have got no idea how it plays out.
Roll the dice. Bobby, it's going to start on the feet, obviously. I don't think Jim's going to shoot straight away. Jim is tough. He'll walk you down, and Bobby doesn't mind being on the back foot, using this Philly shell and all that. He'll be trying to counter Jim. If he catches him, Jim will probably shoot. But again, roll the dice. This is just fucking violence. I just think it's just going to be crazy.
Official pick?
I'm going to go, I'm going to go Jim on this one.
I'm going to go Bobby because I want him to win.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair. I'm going to go Jim because it's UFC 300.
We got opposite.
UFC 300. I'm I want Jim to win. I think it'll be a good way to cap it off. And that's it. Yeah. But if Bobby wins, call my boy out. And y'all can scrap in June.
All right. In the next fight, we have number 4 ranked Jessica Andrade versus number 6 Marina Rodriguez.
Andrade, overhand, smell ya, knockout, see ya. Moving on.
Marie, I've seen her fight before, I think, or maybe I haven't, but again, too many fighters. So I'd be bullshitting you guys if I try and give a clear take on Marina. I'm sure she's good because she's fighting Andrade, but yeah, I can't wait to see it live.
Andrade, overhand, smell ya. See you later.
Pink, official pink.
Andrade.
Fucking Andrade. I've never seen this other chick in my life.
We might become fans after this fight if she does something crazy and we're like, oh, shit.
Make us fans.
We'd love to be fans. All right. Ooh, I like
all
this.
All right. Next one, we have number 10 ranked Jalen Turner versus number 12 ranked Renato
Just a scratch.
Jalen recently lost to Dan, then just beat Bobby Green. What was that Jalen fight like from your point of view, Dan?
Just punch him in the head and then realized he didn't like getting punched in the head. And then so I just punch him in the head heaps.
I'll tell you what it was like for me as your friend. Horrible.
I thought it wasn't going that bad in my head.
No, it was fine. But we almost submitted him around two. Holy fuck.
Good, great fight. Good back and forth as well. And also,
Good scrap. He was there. I like Jalen.
He's cool. He knows how to fight. But yeah,
he's good. Yeah, bro, he's good. I think he beats a lot of the guys in the top 10. I think he smashes Moicano.
Yeah.
Like I said, if Moicano wins, I'll fight Moicano.
Money Moicano. See, Moicano, I didn't really know much
whenever
about it.
Whenever he wants, like, June.
But he says exactly how he feels. I've said this already. I've said even about Strickland. I'm like, look, I might not like you. I might not agree with you. But anyone that can express themselves authentically, even like I do, people don't like me or they do or whatever. But I express myself authentically. If you can't do that,
I like him. I respect that.
Yeah, and he says, I want to be a police officer for the United States and kick all the immigrants out or whatever else he said.
Of the United States.
Oh, not
I
that.
I think he said he was going to
I'm paraphrasing.
What is the immigrant?
Back to the Pavanos, guys.
I'm paraphrasing. But anyway, I like the
I don't think he said anything about immigrants.
No. I'm paraphrasing. But pretty much, he spoke his mind on the mic, talks about money. He's like, I'll fight for money. Fuck the belt. I want money. So that's all I know about him. His style, though, I know he does jiu-jitsu really well, and he's all right at striking.
Moicano has never had a KO or TKO. He's been knocked out of TKO 3 times.
He's been knocked out.
Yeah, he only has submission finishes, 10 submission finishes.
Okay.
Jalen has never been submitted.
He's not going to submit him.
He's not?
I don't think so. Turner's going to keep his distance, keep teeping him. And then Moicano's going to walk forward. And then money, boom, boom, boom.
Official pick?
I'm going to go Jalen.
I think Turner, I want Moicano.
You want Moicano to win,
I'd like to fight him.
I like that fight, too.
You like the matchup?
I look at him and I hear him speak and I'm just like, fuck, I want to punch your chin off, bro. Like, I don't know, I like him.
Is that anything to you?
No, nothing.
You just don't like the way he sounds?
Nah, I just don't like, people say that, I just don't like the sound of his voice. I don't like the look on his face.
It'd be like that sometimes. Sometimes you see someone, you're like, fuck that guy. I think that was Vittori the first time.
Oh, what's your reason? It's like,
I want to fight.
Do I need a reason?
It's a fight. That is the end of the early prelims. Click on the next video to watch the prelim breakdown.
Sure. Boom.